Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim, Klal Mem Vav, and we are learning Simen He. So Simen He introduces a concept which we're somewhat familiar with, known as Chamar Medina. He says that a person should bench on a kais, we spoke about that in the last year, whether ever he to bench on a kais nowadays or not. Imu Efsher Alayayin. If wine is possible, that's the best thing to do, is to say, is to bench on a kais of yayin. If, however, he doesn't have wine, so then if he doesn't have wine, he can use other liquids, which are chamar medina, which is something which they drink in that place. So now let's finish off the Chayyadim and we'll try and clarify what this is. B'shas HaDchak, in a case where that's difficult, Aval HaKvas Shushtiyas Aniyim B'chol HaShana. This is a type of a drink that they used to make. They used to ferment some type of a vegetable, and that was called Kvas. So Kvas was something which people drink all the time. Aval Loy Al Yag the Kvas, apple kvass, lakoshke and licorice, but not all drinks go under that umbrella. And he says, if you make a drink out of a berry drink, or an apple drink, or they would take licorice, they would take and they would soak it and make a drink out of it. That's not kosher enough to have it in a chamar medina. So we get a little bit of a window into this understanding of Chamar Medina from what the Chayyadim allows and what he doesn't, but we're not sure exactly what the logic behind these things are because we're not so familiar with them. Let's see if we can understand the concept of Chamar Medina in general and then how it applies to the luchas of benching on a kais, because benching on a kais actually might be even more lenient than usual. Okay, so the lacha of Chamar Medina comes up in regards to Havdalah, it comes up in regards to Kiddush, comes up over here in regards to benching on a kais. So the word chamar, the Aramaic word, is a word for wine. And chamar medina means the wine, literally the wine of the country. Means in this area, the people use this like wine. So the Shulchan Aruch says that this halacha only applies when wine is unavailable. Because when wine is available, people use wine like wine. And they don't use this like wine. So this the assumption of Chamar Medina only is relevant, according to Shulchan Aruch, and many Rishonim say this, in a place where wine is not available. See, even if I personally don't have wine, that's not the point. Because if wine in general is available in the Medina, in this area, so people use the wine as wine, see, even if I don't have wine, that's irrelevant because the drink is not the drink which replaces wine in this place. That's number one. Now, what about if wine is available, but it's very expensive? So the Rambam holds that is called the wine is unavailable, and therefore other things become Chamar Medina. However, the Rambam in this point is a Shitas Yochid. All of the other Rishonim disagree with the Rambam and said that the definition of Chamar Medina requires that it's not available at all. Okay, now how far it means not available? So the simple reading of Medina, the word Medina doesn't mean the country. Medina usually meant the city. The cities were pretty much self-contained. And if in the city it's not available, that's called not available. However, Tosis adds and says, if it's available in a one day's journey around the city, that's called available. So Rabbi Yosef says, it comes out nowadays, that the definition of one, it's not so much the definition of a distance, it's the definition of a time of travel. So nowadays that we travel with trucks, etc., if within a day's journey from where we are, it's possible to transport into the city wine. So that's called that wine is available. And seemingly the concept of Chamar Medina then would be very not relevant nowadays. So that's step number one. So the Chazon Ish is on record to say that nowadays the concept of Chamar Medina doesn't apply, and everything has to be done specifically on wine, and that's it. Okay. However, there's a sora that Rabbi Yashu says, you have to understand what exactly is this idea of wine and what was its role and what does it mean that we're replacing wine? So he says that once upon a time, people basically drank wine. That was the meal. The meal was always drinking wine. Every meal they had wine. And they made the main drink of the meal wine. This is his understanding. And there seems to be more which are mashma like that. They didn't drink water. Water many times was polluted, etc. The main issue was drinking wine. So now the question is, we don't use wine like that anymore, so then what's supposed to happen? So we'll leave that as a question, Rav Hashem, and the next year we'll clarify that point. And meanwhile, have a good day.